Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 152, Twit List Manager. So for this week's episode, I wanted to at least share a thing or a feature that I recently had an issue with myself, and that was managing my lists on Twitter. I believe I did an episode a while back as far as organizing your Facebook newsfeed, so if you wanted to quickly get access to your friends or what your friends' status updates were based on how you knew them. I figured I should have done the same thing with Twitter at the time as well. But recently, I have a bit of a background on this. I recently started cleaning up my Facebook feed, unfollowing pages and feeds that I was following, because I generally got that same information from either my news subscriptions in Feedly or from Twitter. And it's a mix of Feedly and Twitter, but basically it was just extra, or it was basically redundancy as far as the information I was getting. And I generally didn't use the Facebook side of things too much, so I figured I'd move it all over to Twitter. And then in the mix of things, I realized that my Twitter feed was getting out of hand because it was just one big long news feed and I wasn't able to filter it properly. So recently I was going to go one by one and realize that it's not something that is feasible. It takes too long to go one by one. And so I started browsing around for an easy way to do this. And so that's where I came across Twit List Manager. What it lets you do is it does have the basic functionality. So once you log into Twit List Manager with your Twitter account, you'll see any existing lists that you have already created through Twitter. If you don't have any lists, you can create lists there or through the Twit List Manager website. And from there, you'll see all of your followers, and you can add them, remove them, and merge them into your list based on however you want to categorize them. So, for example, if I want to sort my list by general news, Android, and television and movies, then I can have those three lists and put all my followers into those lists based on wherever I want to put them. Twit List Manager also lets you move your followers between lists. So if you find that you want to move someone from one place to another because they may have started changing how the content that they provide, or if they now provide a mix of different content, you can put them into multiple lists and you can rearrange them as you need to as well. You can also toggle your followers based on whether or not they're in a list or not. So let's say you've added half of your followers to a list and the other half are not. You can hit the toggle button at the top left of the screen. It'll be next to your avatar. So that way you can just see the followers that are not in a list and set those. So it's basically fewer followers that you have to look at to get through. They do have the followers that are in lists highlighted in black. The ones that are unlisted are in orange. So you can go through your list and see it that way. But if you want a few shorter lists, then there's that toggle to make it easier. One of the things that I found as far as this website goes is that I find it easier to save by page. So if you have multiple pages of followers, because they may be in the hundreds or thousands or however many you may have, I figured to save by page because just to be on the safe side. For me, it's because of one reason. I found that I think there's a limit on how many times you can save followers to lists, and I believe it seems like it was an hour based on the quick research I did. But there's a limit to how often you can add to lists. So basically save every hour and save by page and don't do too many in an hour. So maybe do one or two pages at most. But at most do a page so that way you know that that page is saved. And then stagger it over time so that way you know that it's saved. I did all of my followers in probably the course of about half an hour to 45 minutes, and only about a fifth of them had actually saved to lists. So that's kind of how I found out about it. So that initial round was a waste of time. And so I took some time and now it's all settled in. So I'll have a link to the website in the show notes. It's twitlistmanager.com. It is a free service, but they do accept donations. So be sure to send them a donation, especially if you find that you have many, many followers and it becomes your de facto standard for managing your Twitter list. But it does seem to come in, it definitely comes into handy, at least for me, because recently on my Chromebook, I started using TweetDeck, and it makes it easier to have the columns for the feeds. So my main activity feed, and then the couple of lists that I want to be sure I have filters on, so that way I can keep track of as much information from Twitter as I can, and it makes my feed that much more useful. So I do recommend it, definitely check it out. If you're starting out, I do recommend, as I did with Facebook, that create your list, at least even create generic lists, because you never know when you might want to change it. I might want to break down, for example, everyone I have in my news list later, but for now, I do recommend creating your list, for example, news, technology, media, and stuff like that, so that way at least you have those lists set up. And if you grow your Twitter followers to a large amount, it's already sorted, so it saves you the time later on. And if you're a new Twitter account user and you realize you followed a whole bunch of people, Twit List Manager, of course, still comes into handy, because if you say that, or if you have, let's say, 20 followers, you can have all 20 followers on one page, and you can create your list and put them wherever you want. You can move them around and see exactly how they fall into place, and it's set up exactly how you want, and it keeps your Twitter account that much more usable, and your news feed usable, and your list manageable as well. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574, and you can of course find me on Twitter at PatelN01. You can of course get the prior episodes of this Working Droid. They're mostly in the feed, but you can also get the ebook versions if you want to share them with your friends, families, whoever you want to share them with, by visiting author.patelN01.com. And of course, if you want to remove ads from the show and get various different perks by supporting this Working Droid and the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/geek.io. And of course, if you're browsing the web and you want to stay as safe and secure as possible, be sure to visit our friends over at proxvpn.com. They help you browse the web safely and securely, so you are as protected as possible when you're browsing that web, and also downloading and saving your personal files as well. And when you use a promo code GEEK20, that's GEEK and the number 20, you'll get an extra 20% off their already awesome rates. So be sure to visit proxpn.com and use the promo code GEEK20. We thank them for their support, and we hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode of This Working Droid. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.